fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. We'll be joined once again on the show by Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America's Swahili Service Chief, for more NBA hoops talk. But first, a look back at Tuesday night's NBA action. In Oakland, California, the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors clipped the wings of the visiting Atlanta Hawks 110-103. Before the game, the Warriors took disciplinary action against one of their top players, as we hear now from the AP's Ryan Leong.
The Warriors suspended Draymond Green for a game without pay for conduct detrimental to the team a night after Green got into an on-court confrontation with teammate Kevin Durant after the Warriors lost to the Clippers on Monday night. There was no carryover effect as Golden State bounced back to beat the lowly Hawks 110-103 despite the absence of Green and Stephen Curry, who was out with a left groin strain. Durant had a game-high 29 points and Klay Thompson added 24. Durant says it was unusual not to see Draymond Green in the arena.
His presence has been a part of this team for a while. I mean, even before I got here, you know, he's been a huge staple in this organization. So, obviously, it's definitely weird.
The Hawks with 22 from Taurean Prince.
We're on the right track, got a lot of good pieces. Guys who like to win, guys who know how to win. And we're growing day by day, and we're giving teams a run for their money. And we don't want anybody to think we don't expect to win these games. We're coming into the game expecting to win. We're just coming up short.
Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Denver, Colorado, where the NBA's reigning most valuable player, James Harden, has helped propel the Houston Rockets to victory. The AP's Corey Lopez reports from Denver.
James Harden shook off a slow start to lead the Rockets to a big second half and a win over the Nuggets 109-99. Harden scored 19 of his 22 points in the second half. Harden said he just waited for things to open up as the game went along.
It requires patience, and if you don't have that patience, especially as a playmaker, you know, you kind of tend to rush things and then you turn the ball over, and then that's when they're at their best, getting on transition and getting easy baskets.
Houston had three players score at least 20 points, including Harden. Chris Paul's 14 points in the first half kept Houston close until Harden could find his rhythm. Paul finished with 21 points. Rockets center Clint Capella led all scorers with 24 points. Corey Lopez, Denver.
Thanks, Corey. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In one other NBA result Tuesday night, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the visiting Charlotte Hornets 113-89. It was only the second win of the season for the Cavaliers, who lost superstar LeBron James in the offseason. LeBron signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. As promised, we're joined now by Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America's Swahili Service Chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mwamoyo. Great to have you back on the show. We heard right at the top about disciplinary action for Draymond Green. What about Draymond and his influence or negative influence on the Warriors?
So here's what I have to say. It finally happened.
The suspension.
The suspension. And I don't think it's a very big deal for Golden State Warriors because of the way the team is. It's very strong, has a lot of elements in it. It can survive such a thing. But, you know, first of all, the ball should never have been in Draymond Green's hands at that time, with that amount of time and space, you know, on the clock. The ball should have gone to KD. But, you know, when you look at the whole history of KD coming to Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green can be a hothead. And before KD came to the team, he was number three. They were the big three. Steph, Clay, Draymond Green. KD comes in. KD becomes number two. So Clay goes number three, and Draymond goes number four. So you see, he went down in the ranks. In
the pecking order.
Yeah, pecking order as far as, and he made some reference to KD's fat contract during their heated argument there after that incident. So that makes it, you know, something that, you know, a lot of NBA watchers will be looking at. And Golden State Warriors, I think they did a good thing to take such action early on. But, you know, when you play at such a high level, you know, these things happen. Steve Kerr, I like what Steve Kerr said, the coach. He said, hey, I fought with Michael Jordan. You know, so it can happen. And these two, they're such competitors. You know, they will fight for the last chocolate chip.
It shows you the depth on that team, Wamoyo, when you have Green didn't play last night against the Hawks. Steph Curry, their two-time most valuable player, he didn't play, and yet they still won pretty easily.
And they can win many more games without, you know, any one of those four key players, because they have such a good starting five, and they have a deep bench. So, you know, even with all this, you know, trouble, I don't think it says anything about the organization or the ball club or their ability to win games.
The big trade in the NBA this week, Momoyo, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they send their four-time All-Star, Jimmy Butler, to the Philadelphia 76ers, and Butler is expected to make his debut for Philadelphia later Wednesday night in Florida. Your thoughts on that trade? Some people are saying that Butler might not help Philadelphia as much as they think.
I disagree. I just think that with that trade, you know, Philadelphia has just gone up. The Eastern Conference has become tougher. Now that you have Toronto, you have Boston, you have Philadelphia, and don't forget Giannis Antetokounmpo with Bucks and Indiana Pacers. Jim Butler is a very good, you know, point guard. He can run a team, and with somebody like Joel Embiid, now he's, you know, playing very well, averaging, I think it's his best numbers right now.
He averaged
28 points, you know, a game, 13 rebounds and 3 assists. So this team has just become extremely good. So I don't think it's a big mistake. I think it's a good thing for Philadelphia.
You talked about the big three of Golden State, and now Philadelphia has their own big three with Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Jimmy Butler.
And then you throw in J.J. Redick there, who can shoot from anywhere, even outside the building, you know. So that's a tough team to beat.
Do you think Philadelphia will now become Jimmy Butler's team, or does it belong to Joel Embiid?
Well, he shouldn't even try that. Run the team, let Joel Embiid be the big man for the team, because that's the way it has been so far. And Jimmy Butler, you know, with the history that he's building for himself now, moving from Chicago what team did he come from right now?
Minnesota.
From Minnesota and then now to Philadelphia. He shouldn't try to, you know, be, you know, hot-headed and try to run the team. Let Joel Embiid run the team, you know, run the place.
I know we haven't even seen Butler play for Philadelphia yet, Momoyo, but do you think with that big three now in place, is that enough to make Philadelphia go to the top of the Eastern Conference?
I think so. I think that's enough. You know, as I say, with Jimmy Butler at point, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, J.J. Redick, that's a very strong team. They can put up big numbers, and they can compete very well with teams such as Boston or Toronto.
I was watching some of the highlights of Embiid, Momoyo, through the first 15 games, and just some incredible moves for a big man. And I keep thinking of Olajuwon. The moves for a big man, just spectacular.
And Sonny, for the last 2 seasons, we've been talking about this. We've been talking of how good Joel Embiid can be. And we have seen signs of it. But, of course, he has suffered injuries here and there. You know, he hasn't really played a full season being fully healthy. So now, you know, he looks very good, and the numbers are showing. This could be the year that he will take his team very far.
You mentioned another young player, Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks, also off to a great start this NBA season. Maybe the MVP trophy between Antetokounmpo and Embiid? What do you think? Too early to tell.
Yeah, I like them. They're both Africans of African descent. But hey, you know.
You still got LeBron.
You still got LeBron. You got KD. You got Steph Curry. You know, James Harden is, you know, starting to, you know, play well for Houston right now. So I think it's too early to be talking about MVP.
Well, Momoyo, I had a chance in early August to meet the team president of the Raptors, Masai Ujiri. He's from Nigeria. The Raptors off to a great start. I think they're 12-2 to start the NBA season. Your thoughts on what Ujiri has done with the Raptors?
I think he has done a very good job in terms of the transfer of getting Kawhi Leonard to Raptors and accompanied by Green and to match them up with Serge Ibaka and all that, you know, has made the team very, very strong. And right now they're sitting on top of the Eastern Conference. So this is a very solid team. And you know, historically, they've had trouble when it comes to playoff time. But with Kawhi Leonard, with his experience, and Green, and even Serge Ibaka from the experience he had from OKC, they're looking very good. And if they stay healthy, this is a very, 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 very good team.
We're about a month into the NBA season, Momoyo. Any other storylines catching your eye right now, a month into the new season?
You know, at the beginning of the season, you and I were talking off air about the explosion of this high-scoring, you know, games. But now it appears that it has, you know, calmed down a little bit. But you still have games that played, you know, they're so fast. And there's a lot of scoring, average of teams scoring an average of 120 points a game. So that also questions whether there is real, you know, defense that is being played, the kind of defense that Chicago Bulls used to play
or
LA Lakers used to play. So we still have to see how, you know, this you know, settles down in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But right now, the league seems to be very healthy and very exciting times we'll see this season.
And very international, too.
Yes, very international. We have how many African players? We have about 108 foreign players, and we have 33 African players on it, I think.
So the NBA, definitely worth talking about. We'll talk next week some more, Momoyo.
All the time.
Thanks. That's Momoyo Hoops Hamza, the chief of the Voice of America's Swahili service. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, Swiss star Roger Federer produced an improved performance to get his campaign for a 7th ATP Finals title back on track in London. Federer defeated Austria's Dominic Thiem in straight sets 6-2 and 6-3. Reporter Craig Gabriel tells us more from the British capital.
When Roger Federer played his first round-robin match at the season-ending ATP Finals, he was all over the place with his tennis. It was a very poor performance, but in the 2 days since, he's done a complete 180, and this time it was more than Roger Federer one expects to see, and the crowd certainly appreciated that. He was on the money from the start, and it really was a night-and-day situation compared to his previous match, which he lost to Kei Nishikori.
So important was not about my forehand or my backhand or my serve or anything. Yeah, I guess it was my head. And for that, sometimes you need a break. I've been playing a lot of tennis the last few months, and that's why yesterday, after the Nishikori match on the way back to the hotel, we came to the conclusion, or the coaches thought, take it easy, enjoy your day with your family, and come out happy on, I don't know even what day of the week it is today, but again, when you play team, that's what we care about, the head.
Federer has now kept his hopes alive for the semi-finals, and at the same time pretty much ended Dominic Thiem's chances by beating the Austrian 6-2, 6-3. Thiem is 0-2 at this event, and with Federer winning, it also levelled up the head-to-head series between them at 2-2. Earlier, Kevin Anderson decimated Kei Nishikori 6-love, 6-1. That was one of the best performances ever from Kevin, who's making his debut at this event. It was the second most one-sided result of the ATP Finals in more than a decade. The fascinating matchup in this group will be next, when Anderson plays Federer.
I don't know if I'll look at it, or if I'll look at other hardcourt matches we've played against each other to prepare. Because I played great, you know, for three sets against him. And then after that, it got tough. He started to maybe serve better, or I blinked and he took advantage of it and got back. I'm really excited to get a chance to play him again, to be honest. You know, I've played well against him in the past, and I hope I can reproduce something like that.
Their last match was at Wimbledon last July, and Kevin won from match point down 13-11 in the fifth. Craig Gabriel, VOA Sports, London.
Thanks, Craig. Craig talked about how Roger Federer keeps hopes alive for a seventh ATP Finals title in London. That phrase, keeps hopes alive, reminds me of one of Shaka Sali's trademark phrases. Keep hope alive, Shaka Sali, keep hope alive. We welcome Shaka Sali back to our Voice of America airwaves later Wednesday evening at 18:30 UTC GMT for another edition of his award-winning Straight Talk Africa. Keep hope alive with Shaka Sali and Straight Talk Africa. He returns Wednesday evening to Straight Talk Africa. I love it when Shaka says, keep hope alive. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, great to have you back on the show. Ghanaian fighters making headlines. Been a great year for Isaac Dogbe. How about an update with the Royal Storm?
He will have a fight at the Madison Square Garden, Hulu Theater, December 8th, against the Mexican puncher, Emmanuel Navarrete. This will be his fourth fight in 2018, Sonny. Been a very busy year for Dogbe, and he's been delivering the knockout, and television love him. But in this fight with Emmanuel Navarrete, this may be his toughest fight. He's fighting a 23-year-old Mexican warrior who has 22 knockouts in 26 fights.
Nnamdi, back in the day, top fighters used to fight a lot more often than three or four times a year. Your thoughts?
Well, you have to understand the television deals have made it very difficult. And moreover, the promoters, they threw a lot of money at the fighters. So if the fighter is not making a million, he's not making half a million, you give him 200,000, he will just sit at home. The fighters got spoiled. Now that the television landscape has changed, big players are coming in with big money. We have dates. There's no reason for the fighter to sit at home. He must fight because he's in the business of fighting.
I think the last time we chatted, Nnamdi, you said Dogbe more than likely would move up in weight. Do you still see that happening?
Yeah, but he's still cleaning out the division, you know, and which is a 122 division, the super bantamweight division. After this fight, they may talk about a unification fight. So television loves him. He's got a good deal with the promoter, Bob Arum Top Rank, and they're talking about taking a fight. ESPN is talking about taking a fight to Accra, Ghana, Bukom Arena. You can't beat that. So homeboy is doing very well, doing it on the stage in New York City, Madison Square Garden, where all the Warriors fought. I think to close out 2018 that way with a knockout against a Mexican warrior, I think then we believe when we talk about fight of the year, he'll be one of the fighters to mention.
Another top Ghanaian, Richard Comey, looks like he'll get a world title shot, Nnamdi. Tell us about that.
Well, Sonny, you know, Mickey Garcia vacated the title, the IBF lightweight title, and the IBF ordered Richard Comey to fight the next available fighter, who is Issa Shaniv from Russia, for the vacant title. They have until November 19th to negotiate between both camps, and if not, they to go for a press bid. Don't be surprised, Sonny, if this fight ends up in Russia, which makes me very nervous, but Issa Shaniev is not in the same league with Richard Comey. If this fight is staged in the U.S., Richard Comey will become the new IBF lightweight champion.
Any other Ghanaians making news, Namdi?
Sonny, we have Emmanuel Tagoe. They call him Game Boy. He had just signed with Lou Dibella. I watched his last fight from Bukom Arena on Facebook against Paulus Moses of Namibia. He's 29 years old. He's okay, but if you need to come to America and fight, you must step up your game, Emmanuel Tagoe, because the division is very, very strong. And from what I witnessed fighting Paulus Moses in Accra, Ghana, bro needs to step up his game and then challenge for the world title. He has a good record, 29-1, 14 KOs. But at the age of 29 years old, he needs to step it up immediately.
We're seeing more and more fights from Africa on Facebook and other social media streaming services. Is that the new trend?
Sonny, that is the new trend, and I hope sponsors and promoters can get into it. The most recent one was from the Federal Palace Hotel in Lagos, Nigeria. I was like I was in heaven, Sonny, man. It was clean. It was beautiful. We've seen fights from Bukom Arena in Accra, Ghana. So we're going to get to see more. This is a plus for the fighters in Africa. Sponsors must get into the bandwagon, because if we're looking at Africans in the diaspora, the eyeballs alone is going to be in the millions. Imagine a fight coming out of Abuja. Imagine a fight coming out of Asaba. Imagine a fight coming out of Lagos on Facebook. You can be in your crib, anywhere with your cell phone and watch it. Boxing is on the rise. And 2019 is going to be a big year for the fight game, Sonny.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting commentary from Namdi about the fight game later this week. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. One of the big fights Namdi is looking forward to is the heavyweight clash on December 1st. Between WBC title holder Deontay Wilder and former world champion Tyson Fury at the Staples Center Arena in Los Angeles, California. And Namdi will give us an update on the preparations by Wilder and Fury later this week. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, which ended 2018 undefeated by beating host Scotland 1-0 in an international friendly played near Glasgow. Alex Morgan's goal late in the first half, the 98th of her career, secured victory for the American women, who ended the year with a record of 18 wins, no losses, and two draws. Veteran star Carly Lloyd of the USA said after the match, and I quote, "What we did in 2018 is great and amazing, but what matters is how we are going into 2019 when we get to the World Cup." The USA will be defending its title at the 2019 Women's World Cup in France. The Americans will learn their World Cup opponents on December 8th at the draw in Paris. Meanwhile, Ghana is getting ready to host Africa's qualifying tournament for the 2019 Women's World Cup. The eight-team African Women's Cup of Nations kicks off Saturday in the capital, Accra. Matches will also be played in Cape Coast in Ghana. The top three African teams in the tournament will book tickets to next year's Women's World Cup. In the opening matches on Saturday, Ghana will host Algeria, and that will be followed by a game between Mali and Cameroon. Both matches will be played in Accra. On Sunday, the action moves to Cape Coast. Defending African champion Nigeria will play South Africa, and Zambia is matched against Equatorial Guinea. And that wraps up the November 14th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Sule Terawali. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Is there a leadership deficit in Africa? Does the continent lack leaders who are compassionate about their citizens and believe in strong institutions? Host Shaka Sali returns to lead a discussion on the importance of strong leaders and strong institutions on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
The 2019 Voice of America calendars are in. This year's calendar features a variety of scenic photos that capture the beautiful byways of the United States, including magnificent photos of California's Big Sur Coast Highway, West Virginia's Highland Scenic Highway, and even the Cato All-American Road in Maine. Tune into Border Crossings and call to request a free calendar.
This is Science in a Minute.
A group of scientists led by Johan Brox, an associate professor at the Australian National University, recently studied some fat molecules they had found on an ancient fossil. They say their studies provided evidence that allowed them to identify the fossil animal as a Dickinsonia and that it is the earliest known animal in the geological record. The scientists say the creature lived on Earth about 558 million years ago, which was about 20 million years before the so-called Cambrian explosion of modern animal life. Brox described this event as a time when complex animals and other life forms, like mollusks, worms, sponges, and arthropods, took over the fossil record. Brox and his colleagues described this primitive animal as being oval-shaped with rib-like structures along its body and measuring about 1.4 meters in length. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Bate, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa. Your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists, too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.